Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're live at the Business Expo and Conference, the Metropolitan New York's longest-running regional business fair, and this is done once again in concert with the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce. They have been a longtime friend of Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live and Salem Media of New York here in the New York area. And I am honored to have Mr. Mark Jaffe sitting across the table from me, who puts this thing on every year. And Mark, how good does it feel? I kind of got the sense of it when I walked in today to have everybody back in person and to be talking about business and all the things that you guys do here.
It feels great. It's been too long. The lockdown with the pandemic, though in some cases necessary and to stop a crushing a pandemic, it's time to get back to work. And yeah. I'm so glad that people are out here. It feels great. They're networking, they're mingling, and they're sharing powerful information.
Well, and that's kind of the vision that you had when you started this. Now, let's go back. How long has this been running? If it's the longest running business fair, when did it start?
Well, it started right after 9/11. There was, again, a crush over small businesses and commerce in general. And we got together and we decided 1 year after 9/11 to reopen New York. And we did the first annual Small Business Expo Fair and Conference. And it was a day of networking, meeting with industry leaders and, of course, administrative and agency leaders. Today we have federal agencies here handing out money, helping you fill out forms. We have FEMA here. We're giving money to Puerto Rico, our Commonwealth, and helping people from the Virgin Islands. It's great to be back. It's all about helping people and giving them good information, the answers, so to speak, need to move forward.
Well, we like that word around these parts. So talk to me about just how bad the pandemic crushed the small businesses of New York. Because, you know, if you live here in the city or in the region and you come to the city on a regular basis, you could kind of see it. But for people that are outside our area, just give them just paint the picture of what they were up against.
It was terrible. It was bad. A lot of people in the hospitality industry, because of the lockdowns, didn't survive. And now we're feeling big bread and butter issues because of the pandemic. Inflation is a result of what the government did. The American Rescue Act, the American CARES Act took care of people. And now it took care of people so well that there's massive inflation. Yeah. So we need to get all our ducks in a row. We're starting to come back, but we've created other problems that we didn't have after the 9/11 problem. So I think we'll get it right. And America's a great country, and we're here to help.
Well, and New York's a great city. And part of the reason that I do what I do is because Not only do I love the people of this area, but I love the city itself. One of the reasons I wanted to move here was to be part of the magic and excitement that is New York. It has become a little bit of a different place, and it's not entirely due to pandemic or post-pandemic or even the business or economic things. There are other things that the politicians are having to figure out. But let me ask you about one of them in particular. When we're talking about a thriving New York, the city has had a hard time getting its head around how to handle the crime issue. And I'm sure that small businesses in New York have been impacted by that. To what degree post-pandemic is now the kind of everyday worry about whether or not their criminal activity on the street is going to bleed into their stores or not? To what degree are your members telling you about that?
Well, it was terrible. We all saw what happened in 2020, looting.
With the riots.
Unpunished.
Yeah.
Coast to coast. New York had its fair share. Now we have a new mayor who comes from NYPD Blue.
Yep.
And he's getting it done. But as you said, it's a political football.
Yeah.
So it's getting done too slowly. Nobody wants people sleeping in their streets. Nobody wants people to go unpunished when they come into a store. It's a deterrent to safety and good family values when people are scared to go shopping. But the good news, Kevin, as you know, as you can see, we're back.
Yeah.
People are back, and the crime is being punished.
Let's talk about specifically, because you cannot talk about New York City without talking about restaurants. And let's talk specifically about what are you most excited about restaurants right now in terms of how the city's coming back and what they're doing?
Well, the summer is over, and outdoor dining helped the summer, but I do see activity and lots of crowds. People are back. Our governor has gotten rid of the mask mandate, so
yeah,
that's good. And people have choices. I still like the option. I see half the people on mass transit when you're crowded in wearing masks. And one thing, when I was asked to run for political office recently, there was a primary, and they wanted a strong common sense voice. We can't have Trump Tea Partiers fighting with AOC squatters, because governing is done by compromise.
Yeah.
And it's necessary, and I think a gentleman like Eric Adams is willing to talk to all sides.
Well, if you're going to get things solved, you're going to have to work with people that disagree with you on some stuff. But the key is, if you're really going to serve the people, you got to come together on the things that you can agree on and get that stuff done. I think common sense people of all stripes look at that and say, nope, that's not what we want. We actually want a safe place to go. We want to bring our families to the Broadway shows. We want to eat in the restaurants. We want to do all the things that we want to do. You've got to have people committed to that greater well-being in order to make it happen.
Yeah, and a big part of it's family. So there was a case where a young boy was stealing potato chips. Maybe he was hungry, or maybe his parents don't take care of him. And this was up in Syracuse. It went viral, and all of a sudden, we're trying to taint the police department. You treated my son like a criminal, went viral, but he is a criminal. He shouldn't be in Rikers. He shouldn't be in jail. But he needs to learn, this young kid, he needs to learn how to participate in society better. His
yeah.
father wasn't doing that. Lets him steal. He's a truant. But when a policeman took him off his bike for the 50th time and drove him home, somebody caught it on video and said, you treated him like a criminal. Well, I have news. Those light-level crimes, those property crimes, those quality-of-life crimes need to be prosecuted. We don't need to lock people up, but we need to hold people accountable
so we can
get back to the common decency.
And they make that little kid think that, well, I got away with that, so what's to keep me from doing something down the road? Back to the chamber, though. For people that are not familiar with Greater New York Chamber of Commerce, what is your mission and what is your goal?
Our mission is to help small businesses, startups, and entrepreneurs. There are a lot of big business groups, and they're for big business. Part of my platform is to regulate billion-dollar corporations. They do have the money, and they actually have an interest in helping people put money in their pockets, paying decent wages. So we fight for the small business guy, because Lord knows that the bigger business people, and there are members too, they
yeah.
have their own lobbyists, and they have their own strengths. So we're here to help, and that's why we're the largest chamber in Manhattan with a database of over 30,000 active business leaders.
Wow.
Most of them are small. And if you go to our regions, like Westchester County, where the criminal activities are more property crimes, and we hear the liberal politicians saying, well, it's only a property crime. But nobody wants their car broken into. Nobody wants to have their house broken into. Nobody wants to be pushed have their bag pulled out of their arms and their cell phone taken.
Yeah.
These property crimes, as you said, the punishment has to fit the crime. But these are crimes they must stop or people will not want to live in New York where there are property crimes.
Understood. So if people want more info on the Greater New York Chamber, where do they go?
They can go to our website. We created the official New York City domain. It's now chamber.nyc.
Love that.
Chamber.nyc. And for the old-fashioned guys, and I know you guys are digital mavens now, but I know, Kevin, I'm not, and maybe you aren't as some of these mainstream people. We did a digital media thing today, but if they just want to do the good old-fashioned way, they can call our numbers, our 212-CHAMBER. That's 242-6237, 212-CHAMBER, or visit our website, chamber.nyc.
Doesn't get more simple than that. Mark Jaffe, congratulations on a great event. Going to talk to some of your partners from this one in the minutes to come. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin, and say hi to all my friends at Salem Media.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on SalemNewsChannel.com. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Of all the boys, boys, boys.
And now,
boys,
from boys, New York, boys, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys. McCullough.
And we continue live. It's the Business Expo and Conference from the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce. It's been a couple of years since they've had their last one, and we are so excited to have them back, to be partners with them here at Salem Media. It's kind of a simulcast of Kevin McCullough Radio, my early show, and Radio Night Live, my later show, and we're just combining everything today. But I'm really excited to talk to my next guest because she represents the Business Banking Department as the vice president and senior consultant for JMorgan Chase Manhattan. And she's and they are here as one of the title sponsors of the event. And I just think she has the most beautiful name that I'll probably butcher in trying to say. It's Jamoke Fegbaye Butts. How did I do?
Very well, Kevin.
What I love is you said I could just call you Joy.
You can call me Joy.
I like the word Joy. It's one of my favorite English words.
Wonderful.
Because it doesn't connotate happiness. It connotates contentment, which is higher than happiness.
Absolutely.
Happiness can be very empty, but joy is something that you can have even in the midst of really hard stuff in life. So
I love it.
Yeah, I'm preaching a little today.
I love it.
So, Joy, talk to me about you spoke to the group earlier today about the power of capital.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that if I was being honest, I would say that Chase Bank probably has an interest in making loans to business. That's how you guys stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
Why should people think about capital options and how they use their money in that way?
Really, I always call capital the lifeblood, right? Or cash flow is the lifeblood of the business, right?
Right?
So we all know what happens within the circulatory system where the blood flows within our bodies. If that ceases to exist and the flow's not there, we all know what happens.
Organs
cease to exist.
Stop working.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. So it's the same thing as far as cash within your business. So you want to ensure that if you don't have the physical cash, that you're able to access it through funding within a banking institution, a CDFI, which is a community development financial institution, right? In order to ensure that that flow always keeps going. You have these services that you've provided to somebody, but you haven't received the funding for it. So there's a lot of different tools and resources that you can put in place working with a banking partner to ensure that you have it there.
Right.
With that specific example, a line of credit is perfect.
Right.
So let's say you have $100,000 in a line of credit, right? But you only need $10,000. As opposed to like a loan where you're paying back principal and interest on the entire $100,000, the line of credit, you're only paying back on what it is that you've borrowed.
Yeah.
And it's always there just in case the ebbs and flows are going within your business so that you can pay your people, right? You can purchase all of the products, inventory, whatever it is you need to do your business before you get the money back.
There are some really important things that people running those businesses, particularly if they're small businesses, startups, haven't really been in business long, that they need to consider before jumping into some of those things. Talk to me a little bit about how people should think about that line of credit or what they use in that regard.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you touched on that. So the number one thing is really having a plan, right? So whenever you start a business, you need a business plan. Same thing with getting funds. How can I strategically put it in place to get the return on the investment that I really want?
Right.
So one of the things that we do within our mentorship is really identify, okay, where's the seasonality within your business where you actually need that funding? Now that we've identified that, how are you going to utilize it strategically? I'm going to use $5,000 towards the marketing. And the reason why I'm going to put this money towards the marketing is because I know that when I put it on this particular platform, this is the amount of traffic that I increase. This is the amount of the return that I'm going to get.
Right.
So that's a very good investment. Same thing with the inventory. Same thing with the equipment, right? Then you can ensure that money that you're borrowing, which you
right.
have to pay back, and there's a fee for that, that you're using it to the best of your advantage. Now, one other thing I'll say also is I talk with people about, absolutely, getting credit is something that you want to do. But how great would it be if you get to a point, because you're using the funds wisely, you maximize your return on your investment to where now you can lend to yourself. So you have enough cash in the bank sitting aside that you can be your own lender, right, to utilize those monies.
But that cuts Chase out of the equation at that point.
So actually what's beautiful is that there's so many different options. So you have business credit cards, right? You have loans. Let's say you're a business that wants to now move because I've capitalized on my return on investment. Now I need a brick and mortar store, right? So there's always a place where the bank will come into play.
Right.
And what's interesting is that, yes, the bank is a for-profit business, right? But what's interesting is that as a business improves, it improves the community. It actually increases opportunity for the banking partner to come in and to help the community, other individuals, employees, in many other ways.
Yeah. Well, I think I love that perspective. And full disclosure, I don't think I've ever disclosed this, but Chase has all of my business's business. So we've done everything through Chase for the 15 or so years that I've been incorporated. And it's been a really easy relationship for me. I've always had a lot of answers. When the PPO and the other things that were coming down during the pandemic.
Yep.
My local Chase agents just made it so simple and worked with me at every step of the way. So if you're listening, full disclosure, I am a Chase customer, but I am proud of that, and I think that they do a really good job. Joy, let me just ask a couple of things in closing. People may be scared to enter into a line of credit or seek these solutions, not so much that they're necessarily irresponsible, but they're afraid that they'll get in over their head and not have the confidence to deal with it. How does Chase approach that budding entrepreneur that may be a very good seasoned businessman or woman someday? They just haven't gotten there yet.
Very good question, and thank
you.
You
keep telling me I ask all these good
questions.
You're just
good at what you do. That's why you're here. So, you know, it's really important as a business, and I hear this often, is where business ownership is lonely. I'm all by myself, right? And so it's important to build an ecosystem. So when it comes to the financial piece, having maybe a mentor like myself or someone on our team, we have a national program, someone on our team that can help you one-on-one, complimentary, right? That can sort of ease the anxiety surrounding that. Because one of the ways that we ease the anxiety is to help you to understand how to manage it. So that's one thing. The other thing would be with having your accountant as part of your team as well. Your accountant is extremely important. Your bookkeeper is extremely important.
Probably the most important besides the CEO. Yeah.
Exactly. To really help you to manage the numbers. And so when you enter into a situation, right, and your eyes are wide open, the anxiety, the fear, it starts to die down because I know what I'm entering into. I think about, you know, we've all seen a child that now is walking for the first time, right? They're a little trepidatious, right? they're wobbling back and forth, but then they get used to it. And now eventually they're going to be running marathons, right? So it's the same thing as it pertains to getting comfortable with lending in your business.
So easiest question of the entire interview, how do people reach your team if they want your team's help?
Absolutely. So what you would do is reach out to chase.com online, right? /business consultant. Again, that's chase.com/business consultant. We also have another way in which you can reach out to the wider Chase for Business. Some of the business bankers are actually here today on site meeting with businesses, but that would be through business.chase.com. That's a way that you can access all of Chase for Business.
The Chase for Business ecosystem, you might say.
Exactly.
All right. Jamoke Figbaye Butts.
Thank you, Kevin.
Joy.
That was perfect.
It was a joy to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remove mortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Attention, New Jersey small business owners. Get answers about government resources to grow and thrive. We are the New Jersey Business Action Center, NJBAC. We are the only state government agency with business specialists at your service. If you own a company in New Jersey, we can help you register your business, build your business plan, resolve permitting issues, understand state rules and regulations, get your products to market, find new office space, and assist with finding capital. We provide you with the information you need to save you time and money so you can focus on what matters most. We've got your back at the back. Call us at 1-800-JERSEY-7. That's 1-800-JERSEY-7. This message sponsored by the New Jersey Business Action Center, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we continue live from the New York Greater Area Chamber of Commerce gathering that is the Business Expo and Conference. It's one of the longest-running regional business fairs in the country, and we are honored to be back with you here as well on this simulcast, AM 570, AM 970, Kevin McCullough Radio, Radio Night Live. It's all one entity today. And we're glad to have my next guest, Ben Dorsey, joining us. Benjamin, you spoke earlier today to the gathered crowds. Your group is the Strategic Tax Planning. That's the company, and we'll give you smartertaxplanning.com. That's the website. We'll give all that out again. But you specifically came to talk about employee retention credits today. Why do people need to know about these?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been first, thank you for having me on the show today.
Sure.
It's been a great opportunity that I've been blessed with recently to lead a very well-established and built-out CPA firm based out of the Washington, D.C. area. And we're able to focus on the employee retention credit, which a lot of businesses aren't aware that they're eligible for. It's a substantial amount of money that's still available based on various struggles during 2020 and 2021 during the pandemic. So just trying to get the word out to businesses that haven't taken advantage of it yet.
I was speaking to your assistant earlier this morning or this afternoon, and she said that nearly every restaurant in New York City that stayed open would be eligible on some level. And we're talking about maybe $26,000 per employee maximum that they would be getting in relief that would still be eligible. How does it work?
Yes, absolutely. So the program itself has two independent sets of eligibility criteria. A lot of accountants and professional financial advisors are familiar with the first one, which is based on looking at a company's revenues on a quarterly basis in 2019 as a base case. That was the last full year prior to COVID. Comparing those same quarterly revenues to the same quarters in 2020 and 2021, looking for a significant decline. The IRS defines significant decline for this eligibility as at least 20% reduction in gross quarterly revenues. So that would be, a lot of businesses struggled in quarter two and three of 2020, regardless if they're in the restaurant industry.
Sure.
Or if anything else.
Or the radio business.
Or the radio business, absolutely. I've heard those guys are really struggling. So people, neglect, they don't always look at they usually look at year-over-year revenue, performance. They don't typically look at quarter-by-quarter. And so a lot of people have missed a substantial opportunity using that method of eligibility. But the one that applies very much to the restaurant industry, not only in New York City, but definitely New York City was hit extremely hard by government mandates. So what that means is if there was a government mandate in place that forced your business to modify operations, so that mandate could be federal, state, city, county, or local, or even health department, that essentially if something was put in place that forced you to modify the operations of your business or the restrictions on capacity of indoor dining. So essentially some sort of government organization came in and said, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, we're forcing you to change the way you're operating. You don't have a choice. You have to make accommodations. You have to figure it out, but you're no longer allowed to do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
But if you were able to navigate those trying times and still keep your employees on staff and paid, there is a bit of relief still available for you for suffering through those trying times.
Now, did you have to keep all of your employee base, or is this based on kind of a sliding scale of how many employees you were able to keep?
That's a great question. There's a lot of the word retention is a little bit misleading, in my opinion. So it's not based on, oh, we had 50 employees to start before the pandemic, and we only kept 45, so we only get a portion of the credit. So the first step in looking at the credit is what periods of eligibility are on the table. So it's broken down quarterly, all four quarters of 2020, as well as the first three in 2021. So step one, which ones are you eligible for, either by revenue decline or by government mandate? Sometimes you're eligible both ways. Unfortunately, it doesn't get you anything extra. But we're looking at, once we determine which periods the company itself is eligible for, then we take the step of looking at their W-2 payroll that was processed during those periods of eligibility. So whatever staff remained during those periods of eligibility is how the credit is calculated. There's no penalty for having to reduce staff or, you know, lay people off or having to cut hours.
Yeah. But for people that are listening that may be business owners right now, you're talking about if you had considerable numbers of employees that you stuck it through with, and you held up, I mean, $26,000 per employee, that could be a sizable amount of help still coming your way.
Absolutely. That is the $26,000. You know, people get very excited about the big number, but it is broken down on a quarterly analysis. And so you have to essentially qualify for all seven quarters to achieve that level of a refundable credit. However, even if the amount is less, what if it's 15,000 employee you qualify for? If you're looking at, you know, a 10-person, you know, enterprise in New York City, we're talking about $150,000. So a lot of business owners struggle. They're still struggling potentially. The people are still scared to, you know, go out in public as much as they, you know, had previously prior to COVID. So, yeah, there's even for, you know, small entities all the way up to a 500-person full-time organization is eligible for this program.
If people want to know more, where should they call if they're listening right now? Who should they, the 202? Two number right there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Our main office number is 202-430-5756. Again, 202-430-5756. And my email address is ben.dorsey@smartertaxplanning.com. I think we're going to circulate that after the show.
All right.
Show.
So 202-430-5756 if you want more info. 202-430-5756. And you can go to smartertaxplanning.com. And find out more there as well. Kevin McCullough coming right back from today's Business Expo and Conference. Stay here.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit timtalksreverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We all know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One Free Sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, right here on AM 970 The Answer, Monday through Friday at noon. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week. week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher wants us to prepare.
We have a battle ahead of us. We have turmoil in America. We've got to be ready to fight. Not physically, but at the ballot box, with ideas, with logic, with wisdom, with clarity. I know this.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer.
Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
It was a shock to me. That's when I called Radio Surgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands. Beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for one second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow. For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 choices. 2 and 2 choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, we continue with this very special edition of Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live, the broadcast stations of Salem Media here in New York City. And again, blasting to my national syndicated audience, my podcast, which we're going to click over 3 million podcast listeners before the end of the year. So excited to see all the growth in all these different areas. But it's fun to be at the Business Expo and Conference Center here in New York at the Midtown Hilton, where they held it the last time we were here. But it was about 3 years ago when we were actually here the last time. And businesses coming together, talking about how to do a better job in what they do, and just filling us with information that is really accessible, particularly to business owners and entrepreneurs. Now, we've been talking about, employees, we've talked about capital financing, we've talked about the need to have a strong business community. Now we're going to talk about another piece of it. That old brick and mortar stuff. You know, if you actually need a building to operate your business from, what are some of the important things to keep in mind when it comes to that? And Esther Rises Lowenbein, which is not a small name to say for sure, has joined us. Esther, thank you so much for being here. You are an investor. You have started your own fund. And you are also a realtor and a real estate expert, specializing in commercial real estate in particular. Talk to me about the current opportunity in New York City right now. What is the commercial real estate? What's the real story with commercial real estate in the city right now?
So first of all, thanks for having me on. Sure. Pleasure to be here. So I happen to work nationwide, so I study markets across the nation. I know I wear several hats in the space, but thank God I've taken off on all levels, and I love doing what I do. The current market in the U.S. and in New York depends on the asset, I believe, because if you're looking at industrial properties, that became very hot in the last 2-3 years. If you're looking at office, it's very location specific. So I really believe that the asset plays a major role in that answer.
Sure.
As well as retail, right? Retail is also location specific.
Well, retail's never going to go away because people are always going to need to go buy something. Although,
right.
my wife is trying to help put retail out of business. She orders everything to the house.
There you go.
We get boxes all the time. But how is the post-pandemic virtual work from home
a lot of these companies, because I feel like when I'm, especially here in Midtown, I feel like there's a lot of buildings that still just aren't at capacity where they were in 2019, let's say.
That's exactly it. That retail and office were sort of on a dive down prior to COVID. I think COVID just accelerated that. Exactly as your wife is shopping, more people are shopping online, and hence the need for warehouses became much greater.
Right.
So industrial is hot. It's something that we invest in. We also purchase retail and office, but very location and tenant specific.
What are some first time buying tips for people that have never bought a commercial or rented a commercial space, but they think now might be the time? How do they know for sure if it's the time?
Well, it really depends if they're buying the asset for their own personal use as an end user, or are they buying it as an investment opportunity? You know, if they're buying it for themselves, they want to know if it's close to their homes, if the property descriptions, square footage match their need. So it really depends if it's something for themselves. If they're buying it as an investment opportunity, it's pretty much, do the numbers add up? Does the location serve me? Will I be able to find tenants if my current tenant leaves?
Yeah. Well, and if someone qualifies for a commercial purchase, there may be people thinking a little bit small where they've thought, well, I just need to operate my shop or my store. But if they have the credit capacity to get something that they could then rent out other portions of the same amount, now you've got two businesses going from the same investment.
Exactly. Definitely. And people that have a broader mind and want to invest in real estate, and they don't have that money to make that initial equity investment, if they have good key principal, that's where I come in and help them find the equity as well for their opportunity.
So you can help find partners for the right entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that someone would engage you on that they would need to be aware of before coming to you? What kind of preparation do they need to make in order to get your services?
Right. So I generally prefer working with experienced sponsors. I like to see people that have, well, it depends how I come in. There are different ways. But generally, I like to see people that have experience, that have gone through a full cycle in that specific asset that they're trying to raise money for. I don't want to just make connections and things fall apart. I really take my work seriously, and I take the investors' money seriously. So I like to work generally with experienced people. And people that are coming in and new, I always tell them to partner up with experienced people initially to gain that reputation. Also to gain better, you can get better loans if you partner with someone that has experience.
It's kind of the real estate equivalent of street cred. You're looking for somebody that can verify, you know, like put their stamp on you and help that advance
Correct.
A little bit further. You started a real estate fund. I'm just curious what caused you to be interested in that, and how's it going, and can people invest in it? If so, how?
Yes, that's a good question. So I actually am a speech-language pathologist. I have an education.
Is there anything you don't do?
I also have 8 children, by the way.
8 children?
Yes. I'm only scratching the surface here.
You look like you're 25. How is this even possible? Go ahead.
All right. Back to my fund. The reason I decided to start a fund is because I have an education background and I have a passion for teaching people. So I started making large connections. I deal with large numbers, but I also wanted to enable a smaller size investors to come in and see the benefits of real estate. I'm passionate about real estate. I love it. I want to show them that you can make passive returns on your investments, even with smaller amounts. So that was the reason I started my fund, to be able to educate individuals and enable smaller investors to come in to larger opportunities.
Well, if any of this has sounded the least bit interesting, friends, and I know that it all has, here's how you can reach Esther. She's got a website, estherrises.com. Now, let me spell that for you. Esther, the common spelling, E-S-T-H-E-R. Rises is spelled R-E-I-Z-E-S. R-E-I-Z-E-S. Estherrises.com. Esther, REIZES.com, and you can email her and be in contact with her from there. Esther,
also,
thanks.
Yeah, you can also find me on LinkedIn, on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, you're a social media hound as well. She's got 8 kids. She's 25. She's a commercial real estate expert. She does it all. Esther, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Again, check her out one more time. EstherRises.com, REIZES.com.
Thanks to Mark Jaffe for running this amazing organization. I know Mark from the Orthodox Jewish Chamber of Commerce. We've collaborated over there. Mark does great things.
Yeah, he certainly does. And we're honored to be here today. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hey, we all know the trials and tribulations applying today and that awful feeling that no one is listening. Well, give a listen to Joe Piscopo and what he recently went through at JFK Airport with the TSA.
I gotta tell you, JFK is not like an airport. It's like an alien planet. If you wanted to get a model for how not to run an airport, it's John F. Kennedy Airport. I go in, I'm in the clear thing, you know, and you go, oh, do I have to wait in line? Well, if you just go there and get one of the clear people and then they'll get you through, that's what you're supposed to do. So I wait in line, I got the clear pass in my hand, and then the girl that was in the TSA, she had the same characteristics as, oh, Goebbels or Himmler. It was as rude, as nasty, unprofessional, with this Napoleonic complex. It was terrible. As inexcusable and rude as anything I've ever seen at JFK. Very interesting. We have a phone call, and it looks legitimate, from the general manager of JFK Airport. You're the real deal. You're the GM of all of JFK, ma'am.
Yes, I am. I want to say that the executive director of the Port Authority has zero tolerance for this behavior, and we work very closely with all our partners at JFK to ensure that we provide our customers with a wonderful customer experience. So I apologize. I want to try and make this better for all the other customers that have to fly through at JFK.
Joe Piscopo and AM 970, two huge voices to be reckoned with, fighting for all of us every day.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know I love performing at the Saccone Theater at Bergen Community College in Paramus, so I'm bringing my band and heading back there on Friday, October 21st, for an unbelievable show. A lot of comedy, some stories, a great tribute to Mr. Sinatra. This is a night you can't miss. It begins at 6 p.m. in a luxury tent right in front of the theater with a full dinner complete with signature dishes from Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant, Patsy's, and owner and chef Sal Scagnamillo. You know what's really great? We'll be raising money for scholarships at Bergen Community College, a great school. You get valet parking, dinner, wine, the show, everything for one unbelievable price, $125. The Saccone Theater's an intimate venue that will sell out fast, so get your tickets now at tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu. tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428. I'll see you there.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello, anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once more from New York, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, final 4 minutes here live from the New York Business Expo and Conference from the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce. And again, my big thanks to Mark Jaffe, the entire team. We've had such a great time here today, and I hope that you got a lot out of everybody's stuff between the Chase Bank and the strategic tax planning. And Esther, what a treat to be able to get her on. And I would really encourage you to check her out, EstherRises.com, R-E-I-Z-E-S. And, of course, if you are interested in that stuff that Joy was talking about earlier in the show, chase.com/business will get you there. All right, I got to end with this story today. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot firing back yesterday after the CEO of McDonald's, he had highlighted a difficult situation of rising crime in the city and has caused his business to, you know, suffer. But Lori Lightfoot told him he needed to educate himself on the matter. She said, "I think what would have been helpful is for the McDonald's CEO to educate himself before he spoke," Chicago Democrat said during a media availability on Tuesday. McDonald's CEO Chris Kemprzynski warned in a speech at the Economic Club of Chicago luncheon last week that it was time to face facts and acknowledge that companies have been leaving the city over the past year due in part to rising crime. Total violent crime complaints are up in the city over 37% over the last 12 months, according to the Chicago Police Department. So the crime rate is 3,926 per 1,000. That's 67% higher than the national average. We've had the same issue here in New York. We have had businesses leaving, not just because purely of crime, but because of the cost of what it runs a normal business to just operate here. We have seen that the quality of life issue is something that very much plays into why people want to stay or go. I mean, who wants to raise their kids and take the, you know, walk their kids down their fifth floor walk up and to your neighborhood school every morning if you've got to step over homeless people that are doing obscene things right out in public? And when you combine that with the kind of anti-business environment that New York State had been promoting for a number of years, that hopefully that will change if Lee Zeldin becomes governor. Hopefully he's going to start offering tax incentives for businesses to move to New York State. But the idea that you can just tolerate all of this stuff and let it fall by the wayside and say it's not going to matter, we're going to keep everybody here, is just lunacy. And that's why the McDonald's CEO is telling the truth. He doesn't want to operate his stores in unsafe areas. And yet these major cities, the big cities across the country, continue to be on this kind of downward violent crime spiral that is just not letting it's just not letting up. So I don't know why the mayor thought she needed to go after him that way in Chicago. I'm kind of glad that you don't see Mayor Adams here in New York replicating Lori Lightfoot's normal mistakes. Mayor Adams seems to be very dialed in, focused, and saying, let's get crime under control. It would be I know he would think it was wonderful if he had a gubernatorial partner in Albany that would help him with that. Lee Zeldin has pledged to do just that. When Eric Adams went to Governor Hochul, she said pound sand. So did the leaders in the Senate and the Assembly. Governor Zeldin would reach out to Mayor Adams and begin to change things. And it's beyond time. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being with us today live from the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce. We will see you next time.